好，大家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
好，这个title 其实我觉得我英文的可能没有翻译的很对。
I don't think I get a good translation in English.
如果你们可以想到一个更好的翻译，请你来告诉我，以色列人的毛病应该翻成什么？
If you have a better translation, please tell me.
OK， 刚刚黄叔带领这个敬拜的时候，有提到我们教会这个季度的主题是怎么样？
John this message was the theme of this quarter.
把信仰活在我们的群体里面。
How to live out your faith in the, among the communities.
我们的教会所处的环境有一大部分人是不信的。
And the environment we're in, the majority of them are not Christians.
那怎么样在这样的环境里面活出我们的信仰？
How to live in this community to live out our faith in Christ?
每天我们面对这个世界，我们说或者说世俗，面对各式各样的人，有好人，有坏人，有些合得来，有些合不来。但是我们跟周围人相处的时候，我们有一个跟他们有个差异。
And we're living among this unbelieving world. You know, some of them are compatible, some are not compatible. But how are we going? We have difference among us, between us. You know, how we can live our life.
最大的差异是什么？就是说我们认耶稣为我们的主。
要跟你说。
我们认耶稣为我们的主。
The main major difference is that we acknowledge Christ as our Lord.
那么没有信耶稣的人呢？他们其实也有自己的主。
And those who are not unbelievers, they have their own law.
各为其主，对不对？
And we have our own themes.
但照道理来说呢，是道不同不相为谋嘛。
And but say that we are not compatible if we don't have different ideas.
但是圣经里面教导我们，又不是可以跟世界划清界限。
But yet the Bible tells us that we are not draw a line between us and the world.
而是要做光做盐传福音。
We have to be light and the salt and to preach the gospel.
扩张上帝的国度。
And expand the kingdom of God.
所以问题就是呢，如果我们作为一个基督徒，面对一个不信的社会，有很多不讨神的喜悦的事情在发生的时候，我们应该带着什么样的态度来面对这件事情？
So how are we going to face this world, which has an unbelieving world around us?
就说我们生活的这个城市吧。
Just like the city we are living in right now.
有各式各样的问题。
There are various kinds of problems.
我们以圣经的这个标准来说的话，有犯奸淫的。
And according to the Bible standard, we have adultery here.
有酗酒吸毒的。
And there's drunkenness, and then there's drug addicts.
有暴力，有偷窃。
And there's violence, and there's robbery.
有钻空子的投机分子。
钻空子。
钻空子就是钻空子的投机分子。
Oh, those that's taking advantage of situation to gain something.
好，或者是逃税的人呢？
Or those who try to evade tax.
哎，非法移民啊。
And the illegal immigrants.
贪小便宜的啦。
And so just taking advantage of anything.
很多时候面对这些事情的时候，基督徒很容易就是哎，义愤填膺哈，他们做的不对。
And we have kind of the righteous anger within us, and they say they're all wrong.
所以面对我们所处的这个世界呢，我们在教会里面、基督徒里面就有两种不同的说法。
Yeah, so there are two types of people that are facing this type of problems.
有些人说我们就是要接纳罪人啊。
Some say we have to accept the sinners.
耶稣基督也是这样做的。
Even Jesus accepted sinners at that time, at his time.
如果我们没有信主的话，是不是跟他们一样，或者比他们更糟呢
？If we are not believing in Christ right now, maybe we are even worse than they are.
耶稣也说不要论断人。
And Jesus also don't criticize, don't judge other people.
所以只要爱。
We only love them.
所以呢，那有些人说这样不对，我们不能忘记神的公义跟圣洁。
But some say we cannot forget about God's righteousness.
我们要维护教会的圣洁。
We have to protect the church cleanliness.
那神不能容忍这些罪，我们作为他的子民也不应该容忍这些罪。
God cannot tolerate this kind of sins, so we should not tolerate this kind of sins either.
所以在这两种的说法当中，我们怎么样取得一种平衡呢？
So in these two different types of views, how are we going to draw a balance between them?
古代的以色列人也是很在意这个问题的。
And anciently, the Jews also pay attention to these problems.
他们跟现在的基督徒有个相似的地方，就是他们都是神的选民。
They are like the Christians today. They are the chosen people of God.
神只拣选了他们，把这个律法赐给他们。
God chose them and gave them the law.
所以他们的理解就是神是站在他们这边的。
So their understanding is God stand on their side.
除了以色列人之外，其他就是所谓的外邦人。
So besides Israelites, all others are Gentiles.
在以色列人看来，外邦人是风俗败坏。道德沦丧，没有神的律法。
All of them are corrupt people. Around them are corrupt people, and they don't have the law of God.
所以大部分的以色列人，尤其是对他们的宗教信仰特别看重的，想要维护自己的圣洁的人呢，就会鄙视外邦人。
So all those who are just really serious about the law, they despise all the Gentiles.
甚至称外邦人为狗。
And even call them dogs.
我们在福音书里面也看到，一般的以色列人，他们宁愿绕路，就是他们 travel 的时候，宁愿绕路，也不要经过外邦人所住的地方。
And even by the when they are traveling, they even want to bypass that region to avoid the Gentiles.
然后耶稣的门徒看到耶稣跟外邦人讲话，也觉得很奇怪。
So when his disciples saw that he's talking to a Gentile,
Jesus
was talking to a Gentile a woman, and they were really surprised.
那么我们刚讲是耶稣的时代，但从耶稣的时代提早800年，我们就回到主前八世纪的这个以色列。
So in the 8th century BC, you know, we turn to the history of the Jews.
上礼拜我们看到先知阿摩斯这个人。
And last week we saw the prophet Amos.
他在那个时代被神拣选出来向以色列人说预言。
And he was picked up by God, you know, chosen by God to say prophesy against Israel.
阿摩斯讲话的方式很有意思。
The way he preached is very interesting.
他在以色列做先知。
He was a prophet in Judah.
但是呢，他说，no, in Israel.
In Israel.
In the north, yeah. Right?
He lives in the south.
No, no, but he went there too.
Yeah, yeah. God wanted him to share the message in the north.
但是呢，他在以色列讲预言的时候呢，他是说外邦人会怎么样被审判。
By the time he preached to the Israelites in the northern kingdom, they say how the surrounding countries will be judged by God.
这个用我们现在的话讲，有一点像美国出了一个先知，在美国讲道。
And it's just like the prophet in America, and then they preach in America.
然后可是他一直在说穆斯林国家会被神审判。
And they will say, oh, all those Muslim countries will be judged by God.
就是类似这种意思。
Something like this, something like that, similar to this.
所以现在我们来看一下这个经文，上礼拜我们有读过，我们现在复习一下哈。
Last week we have read this kind of passage, you know, just review it right now.
今天因为经文很多，所以我们不一节一节的读，但是呢，我们会看到的就是这个很多的外邦地方的地名。
And we saw a lot of names of foreign countries, or name of foreign countries there.
好，所以第一个是大马色。
This is Amos chapter number six.
然后第二个是加萨。
And the second one is Gaza.
再来是推罗
，the third one is Tyre，
然后以东
，and Edom，
然后亚门
，and Ammon，
还有摩押
，and Moab。
好，六个地方
，and there are six countries。
他们都是外邦的地方，就是在以色列周围。
They're all foreign countries。
那说了这六个地方要受的刑，受神的刑罚。
And I'll talk about all these countries will be punished by God。
但是很有意思，就是阿摩斯不是在对这六个地方的人说。
Interesting enough, Amos was not preaching to these six countries.
这六个地方的人根本没有听到这些话。
All these countries, they have not heard Amos preaching.
因为他是在以色列说的。
Because he preached it in Israel.
所以我们可以想象，就是以色列人他们一边听，一边觉得很热血沸腾。啊，说的没错。
Also, they are very excited that God is going to judge all these nations.
这些外邦人太可恶了。
And they are so lousy, you know, they deserve it.
上帝处罚得好。
And God really did a good job judging them.
但是呢，这六个地方完了之后，你猜下一个地方是谁呢？
How about the next one? Next country?
好，犹大。
Let's talk about Judah.
是以色列的兄弟。
And is the brother of Israel.
因为以色列十二个支派分裂了嘛，就是有两个支派在犹大，十个在以色列。
And there are the twelve tribes. They split ten tribes in the north and two tribes in the south.
所以以色列人听到这里的时候，可能还 yeah， 哎，那就觉得有点奇怪。犹大不是自己人吗
？So the Israelites then maybe kind of surprised. How about even our brother Judah get judged by God？
然后阿摩斯就继续说了，犹大怎么样怎么样犯罪。下一个呢
？And then talk about how Judah sinned against him. And how about the next one？
耶和华如此说，以色列人三番四次的犯罪。
And the next one is Israel. You know, for sins of Israel, even for four.
所以很有意思，就是前面就讲外邦人的罪，讲了大概一章多一点，后面七章全部在讲以色列人的罪。
The Bible spent about a chapter or so, you know, on the sins of six nations, but yet on the next seven chapters, God spent it on the sins of Israel.
所以前面的那些有关外邦人都是暖场子用的。
And those are just introduction to God's to the message.
阿摩斯根本不是要讲外邦人，他从头到尾就是要讲以色列人。
All the way his focus is on the sins of the Israelites.
他先讲外邦人犯罪原因，是因为要让以色列人看到他们的双重标准，他们外邦人做的事情，你们也在做。
And I must want to let them to see that they are double standards. No, they have been practicing what Gentiles have been doing too.
所以不要以为神只审判外邦人。
So don't think God just only judged the Gentiles.
那以色列人知法犯法还罪加一等。
And for the Israelites, they know what's wrong, and yet they commit those sins. They are even be punished even more.
神对以色列人的要求还更高，因为神有律法给他们。
God have even a higher standard for them.
那么以色列人犯了一些什么样的罪呢？
What kind of sins the Israelites commit?
从阿摩斯书的二章开始到八章，我们就总结了一些，可能还有更多，但是我就总结了一些。
From chapter 2 to chapter 8, I'll just try to summarize the sins committed by Israelites.
好，违背神，然后压迫穷人，放纵。
And they are disobeying God, and they oppress the poor, and then they are committed debauchery.
好，下一页，简进，麻烦你。好，藐视权柄，不听先知的教导。
They despise spiritual authorities and then they worship idols.
还有讨厌主持公道跟正直的人。
They hate those who upright, to uphold justice and tell the truth.
然后收贿赂冤枉人。
They oppress the innocent and take bribes.
没有因为罪而痛心。
They do not mourn for their own sins.
还有行淫。
They commit adultery.
好，这个就是一些，其中一些。你如果去看的话，我相信你能够找到更多哈。
And by the time you look carefully, I'm sure that you will find some more. What sins they committed.
然后神说要给他们的惩罚。
And the punishment God is going to impose on them.
就是他们会有战争。
And they will have war.
他们会有干旱。
And they will have drought.
然后他们工作都是徒劳。
And they work in vain.
然后会有我改了，忘记寄给你，糟糕。Update， OK， 还有另外一个罪是什么？另外一个惩罚，我 update， 但是我忘记寄了。好，有这个地震、日食，还有痛苦，有如失去独生儿子。
And also the earthquakes, the eclipse, and they also like the pain they feel is like losing their son.
看到这些罪跟这些惩罚的时候，我们会感觉到以色列人很悲哀啊。
By the time you look at all those sins and punishments, we find that we feel very sad for the Israelites.
悲哀的点不是在于他们受惩罚。
Not that they received this punishment.
而是他们不但受惩罚，还以为神很喜悦他们。
Not that it's the problem is that they thought that God really liked them, pleasing with them.
对，以为神站在他们那边。
And they thought that God was standing on their side.
很得神的喜爱。
And they think that they were loved by God.
但结果却刚好相反。
And yet it was just exactly just opposite.
那这个是最悲哀的一件事情。
And this is the saddest thing here.
因为如果知道自己做的不对，还有悔改的机会。
Because if you know that you do something wrong, that there's a chance to repent.
如果从来不知道自己有不对的地方呢，那就以为自己做得很好，那就没有悔改的机会。
But if you don't even know that you are doing something wrong, you don't have a chance to repent.
所以常常看到自己缺乏软弱的人是最有福的。
So all those who can see their own weakness, those are really the blessed ones.
耶稣说虚心的人有福了。
Jesus said, blessed are the humble.
虚心的人就会寻求神。
Those humbles, they will seek after God.
虚心的人就会抓紧耶稣。
Those humble ones will just grab a hold on Jesus.
就会改进自己。
And they will correct themselves.
而且会对别人有怜悯。
And they'll have mercy on others.
以色列人的问题就出在他们花太多的时间去审判外邦人，而没有审判自己。
The problem of Israelites is that they spend more time to judging outsiders than themselves.
但是阿摩斯的预言就提醒以色列人说：“审判自己吧，趁还有机会的时候，赶快悔改，手指不要一直指着别人。”
Amos' message is that take a look at yourself first, okay? When you have time to change to repent yourself.
好，那么接下来我们看到有关审判的几件事情，都是从阿摩斯书的三到八章出来的。
From chapter 3 to 8, talk about the judgment of God.
好，第一件事情我们看到哈，这个耶和华说哈，在地上万族中，我只认识你们，因此我必追讨你们一切的罪孽。
I only know you of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
所以神特别指出的就是说，这以色列人跟神之间的关系。
It talks about the relationship between God and His people.
所以这个预言就是给神的子民，不是给外邦人。
So this passage is for the children of God, but not for the outsiders.
同样，今天神也管教他的儿女。
Today also God corrects His own children.
我们就说已经认识主耶稣的人，如果信主以后犯罪不晓得悔改，神就会有他的管教跟审判。
For among us, if we just commit sins and don't know and do not repent, God will also judge us.
所以这是阿摩斯的信息，就是说不要审判那些外邦人，要审判自己。
So the message is that don't judge other people, outsiders, but first judge yourself.
但这个意思当然不是说我们要在教会里面彼此指责弟兄姐妹，是说我们有一个同舟共济的心态。教会是基督徒所组成的。
Not that you try to point your fingers at other people. I mean, the church is supposed to be unified, you know, as a unit.
对，我们要一起努力，想怎么样讨神的喜悦。
We have to work together to please the Lord.
阿摩斯的信息，我觉得可以用八个字来总结，就是严以律己，宽以待人。
And the message can be summarized like that: you have to be strict on yourself, and yet we have to be forgiving, you know, on other people.
好，等一下我们会再回来看这句话。我们看到第二点。
And the second one, second sins.
受苦是不是跟犯罪有关呢？
Does our suffering have something to do with our sins?
好，我们看到就是从四章六节这边开始，一直有一句重复的话，就是你们仍不归向我。
And there's a repeated sentence that yet you have not returned to me.
就是神一直说，我怎么样的管教你们，我一直怎么样惩罚你们，结果你们都不归向我。
I did something bad to you, and yet you don't repent.
好，这边说牙齿干净就是饥荒嘛，对不对？
And by talk about they have a very clean in their mouth, or clean among the teeth means that there's a famine among them.
对，然后呢，没有下雨，好，这个干旱。
And there's no rain, there's drought.
然后呢？因为干旱关系，所以就有迁徙，大家 去找水源，然后呢，喝不够水，还是不归向神。
So they have to look all around, I mean look everywhere to look for water, and yet they don't return to God.
然后呢，还有这个，这个是蝗虫啊，是灾难啊，把那个树啊、农作物啊都坏掉了，然后呢，还是不归向神。
And there's a locust, and there's blight, and there's mildews, and yet they still return to God.
然后这个战争，你们用刀杀戮你们的少年人，你们的马匹被掳掠，尸首的臭气扑鼻，仍然不归向神。
And the young men being killed, and then they're captured, the horses being captured, and yet they still do not return to God.
然后这个就是倾覆诚意，就当然也就是战争了哈。然后好像火中抽出来的一根柴，就是仍然没有归向神。
And they were being overthrown like Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were being like a burning stick snatched out from the fire, and yet you have not returned to them, to me.
Okay, 以色列人明明受到那么多打击，却一直没有归回神，为什么呢？
And after all these judgments and punishments, yet they did not return to God. Why?
有时候我们受罚却没有悔改的时候，可能是因为我们没有把自己的痛苦情况跟自己做了什么连在一起。
Sometimes we don't realize what's the relationship between what we did and the consequence of it.
就是不晓得两件事是有关联的。
They don't realize that the two are related.
几年前有一个学生。
Several years ago, there was a student.
他还没有信主。
And he was an unbeliever. She was an unbeliever.
对，然后他跟男朋友同居。
And she lived together with her boyfriend.
但这个男的一点都不在乎他，就是一个渣男。
And this man, this boy, didn't really care about her at all.
也不体贴她，就是想要利用她的身体而已。
And just want her body.
然后她很痛苦，她觉得为什么她会碰到这种事情。
And then she just say, why did I encounter something like this?
神为什么这样对我？
And why God treat me like this?
但是她没有想到，就是这个就是圣经上面说，这是在性上面的一个犯罪。
And this is a sinful, this is a sexual sin she has committed. She didn't realize it.
说得罪性是奸淫是得罪自己的身体。
Adultery means to commit sin against your own body.
所以会遭遇到痛苦的后果。
This is the consequence.
所以这两件事情它就没有连在一起。
So didn't connect the cause and the consequence.
所以当我们遇到一些痛苦跟困难的时候，我们要想这件事情是不是我造成，是不是我哪里做的不对呢，才有这样的后果呢？
So the first thing we by time we encounter some difficulty, we have to think about is this I'm the one who caused this trouble.
第三件是有关审判自己的事情，就是审判之后是有盼望的。
The third thing is about that is that there's hope in the punishment.
第五章十四节说呢，我们如果说是求善不要求恶，就必存活。
And God warns us that if you seek good and not evil, then you may live.
然后又说呢，要恶恶好善。如果你秉行公义的话呢， 神会向愚民施恩。
You hate evil, love good, maintain justice in the cause, then God will Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of the of Joseph.
Okay, 这个愚民的这个字哈 ，remnant 是很重要的一个概念。
The remnant, this word is very important.
就是说，一大群人都被神审判处罚，可是总会有一小群人到最后是还可以回归，被神挽回，然后与神和好。
Why the majority is punished by God? Only a small amount, a small number of them will return to God.
所以还有渔民还能够存活，就代表有盼望。
And that's because still a group of people will be saved, so that's why there's hope there.
因为神的审判是一个管教，管教的目的是希望我们悔改。
God just wants to correct you, and He wants us to repent.
任何的时候悔改都有机会回头。
And every time we repent, we can return to God.
都会被神饶恕。
God will forgive you.
但是这个 offer 有一个有效期限，就是说活着的时候。
That's the expiration day on this offer. Is that why you're still alive?
当然还有到了末日，耶稣再来的时候，那也来不及。
And so it's not wait until the law came back. The law is going to come back on the last days.
所以那个时候呢，就会是永远的刑罚了。
And at that time, it will be an eternal judgment.
没有回头机会了。
There's no way to return.
所以现在还有机会的时候，好好的抓住。
So by time you have chance right now.We just better grab the opportunity.
只要我们还活着，我们就有一个有盼望的生命。
While we are alive, we have this hope.
我神所赐给我们最好的礼物就是认罪悔改的机会。
The best gift that God gives us is a chance to repent.
那通常我们说这个的时候是说那个还没信主的人，就是说你要认罪悔改来认识耶稣。但是对信主的人也是一样。
We only refer this to unbelievers, so you have to repent. And yet this offer also.Was made there to the believers.
基督徒也得经常悔改。
Christians always have to confess their sins.
好，第四件事情就是经常用神的话来检视我们自己的生命。
You have to examine our lives on God's word.
以色列人就这个在啊，阿摩斯书六章这边说哈，他们很享福的。你看他们躺在象牙床上哈，然后吃羊羔吃牛。
Seems like they are enjoying their life. Their life on beds adorned with ivory, and then they have a good food that dies on choice lambs and fattened calves.
然后呢，弹琴唱歌，喝酒。
And there's music. There's drinks.
不为自己的不为约瑟的苦难，约瑟就是代表以色列人哈，不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
And they do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph.
所以这些人呢，会在被掳的人中首先被掳。
Therefore, they will be among the first to go into exile.
好，对不起。所以以色列人还不知道他们大祸临头了。
They still know that the dooms are coming. The doom days are coming.
还吃喝快乐，日子过得很开心。
And they still living enjoy their life there.
也就是说，神说他们要被掳啊，就是说他们的这个其实外强中干了，已经随时里面没有根基。从外面看起来还好，可是推一下就会倒了。
And they didn't realize that they appear flying outside, yet inside they're totally rotten.
好像那个地震的时候，那个房子偷工减料，啪一下整个倒下来。
Like the build, you know, a building is not up to par, up to code, you know, that in the earthquakes, the whole building will fall.
所以我们的生命，我们的信仰，我们基督徒的灵命，是不是也是遇到地震的时候会倒下来
？How about our Christian spiritual life? By the time we encounter difficulties, are we going to fall down?
所以有时候我们刚才说遇到一些情况的时候，我们要想说，哎，这是不是我们做了什么事得罪神？但是就算是万事顺利的时候，也不能够掉以轻心的。
Not only in the difficult time that we have to examine ourselves, but even in a peaceful time, you know, we should examine ourselves.
就常常用神的话语来检视自己。
So we all examine ourselves upon God's word.
神的话，圣经的话，能够让我们更认识世界。
God's word lets us know the world better.
也可以更认识神的旨意
，and will understand God's will.
也可以更认识人性
also knows the human nature.
但最重要是，它能够让我们看见自己的问题。
But the most important thing is God's word allow us to see our own problems.
自己需要修改的地方。
What do we need to be corrected?
所以经常把自己的生命摆在神话语的面前。
So put our life in front of the word of God.
它就像一面镜子。
It's like a mirror.
也像一盏灯
It's also like a lamp.
可以让我们可以看到自己的污秽
So we can see our own weakness.
好，再来是最这个第五点就是忠言逆耳
And the fifth point is that a good advice always fall on deaf ears.
Oh, thank you. Much better than this one. 这个阿摩斯呢，他讲了这些预言之后呢，就有一个祭司叫亚玛谢来跟他说 ，Shut up， 不要讲了。
You know, after Amos preached all this message, there's a priest called Amos, Amaziah. You know, he came and just said, stop it.
那他呢，还跑去跟王说，说这个阿摩斯是要背叛你的。
And even sent a message to Jeroboam, the king of Israel, at that time that Amos is raising a conspiracy against you.
因为阿摩斯如此说，耶罗波安必被刀杀，以色列民定被掳去离开本地。
Because Amos said that Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go into exile.
好，就是说王的死期近了啊，然后国家也要灭亡了。
And so that the king is going to die soon, and the whole country is going to fall apart.
然后呢，亚玛谢就是那个祭司又对阿摩斯说：“你这先见呐，要逃往犹大地去，就是说你不要在这里讲了，你去犹大讲吧。”
This one, Amasa said to Amos, "Get out, you know, and go back to your land of Judah."
然后呢，不要在这里说了，因为这里是京城，王在这里哈，王的
总。Don't prophesy here at Bethel because this is the king's sanctuary.
然后阿摩斯对亚玛谢说呢。这个上次我们读过，我不是先知的门徒，我是牧人，我是无名小卒。
Abbas answered and Amasa said, I'm not a prophet or son of prophet, but I was just a shepherd and a farmer.
然后耶和华选召我，使我不跟从羊群，对我说，你去向我们以色列说预言。
But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel.
意思就是说，这个都是神叫我来说的啦。
And God commanded me to do this.
然后呢，他说亚玛谢你这个祭司。你竟然不听神的话
，and you being a priest and priest, you don't listen to the word of God.
所以神也要给你惩罚。
So God will judge you.
你的妻子必在城中作妓女，你的儿女必倒在刀下，你的地必有人用绳子量了分取，你自己必死在污秽之地。
Your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be measured and divided up.
所以我们身边呢？有时候也是会有人，说很多好听的话，因为他们不想得罪我们。
A lot of people will say something good to us because they don't want to offend us.
那当有人说真话的话呢，是一个很好的机会，我们要听。
When someone speaking the truth to us, we should listen.
说好听的话的人不一定是为了我们好。
But a lot of times they say good words, try to please, it may not be with good intention.
怎么说呢？这是一个人性，听到批评的话总是要先生气一下，然后。回头最好是还可以再想一想，讲的有没有道理呢？
This is human nature. By the time we heard something offensive, we just feel angry within us. But then later on, we might just examine and say, "Oh, is this reasonable?"
好，我们刚刚讲到五点哈，就是有关于所谓审判自己的一些点。
And so the five points we just mentioned how to examine ourselves.
那么从阿摩斯对以色列人的预言当中，我们可以看到，就基督徒的生命，因为基督徒也是神所拣选的。
We can look at Amos preaching and to our lives, you know that because Christians are also chosen by God.
而且基督徒就是广义的以色列人。
The broad sense that Christians are always like the Israelites.
我们也很容易会自以为意的。
We have this kind of self-righteousness in us.
自以为有权利去审判外邦人。
We think we have the right to judge outsiders.
原来应该是要先审判自己。
The most important thing is we have to judge examine ourselves first.
但是呢，无论是审判还是自以为意，还是信主的还是没有信主的，我们都不可以忘记一件事情。
Whether we are believers or unbelievers, we are going to judge other people or ourselves. One thing we have to remember,
就是耶稣基督已经为罪人死，付上罪的代价。
Jesus has paid the price for the sinners, and he died for them.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel.
就是一个白白的好消息。
This is a free news.
我们完全靠着耶稣的工作得到赦罪的恩典。
Also by the work of Christ that we have received the forgiveness of sins.
不是因为我们先有好行为，所以得到了神的喜爱。
Not because we have committed some good deeds, that's why God is like us, is pleasing to God.
因为再多的好行为都是不够的。
Doesn't matter how much good works you do, that's not enough.
犯了一条律法就犯了众条。
By the time you keep committed against one commandment, you commit even against all commandments.
所以说，在耶稣的十字架面前，我们的好行为是没有用，像羽毛一样轻。
So before the cross of Christ, all our goodness means nothing.
因为神的标准太完美了，我们达不到。
Because God's the standards too high, we can never attain it.
所以神让耶稣把该做的、能做的都已经做完了。
So God let Jesus did everything he could.
我们靠着耶稣基督和他的工作来称义。
And we rely on the work of Christ, completed work of Christ, to be justified.
这就是真实的福音。
This is the true gospel.
也就是我们要跟外邦人所传讲的福音。
And this is the gospel we preach to the unbelievers.
我们这个礼拜五晚上查经里面有一个还没有信的姐妹，她很可爱。
And there's an unbelieving sister this past Friday, and she's a lovely lady.
对，然后我就跟他在分享这些事情。
I share with her.
他就有一个结论，嗯，我懂了。
And she has summary say, oh, now I understand.
所以呢，信主的意义就是我们要尽力的去做好。
And then by the time after we believe in Jesus, we have to do all the good deeds.
然后去这个达到神的标准。
And attain God's standard.
我说不是，让我再解释一次。
I said no. Let me explain to you again.
信主的意义就在于承认你自己做不到。
And the reason, I mean the theme, the essence of a believer is that you acknowledge that you could not do it.
必须要靠着耶稣。
You have to rely on Jesus.
才能够与神和好。
Then you can reconcile with God.
真实的救恩不建筑在所谓的功德或好行为上面。
The salvation does not build on good works and good deeds.
人需要看见的是神的爱，他的宽恕跟能力。
You have to see God's love and His forgiveness.
当一个人被爱、被接纳的时候，他才会看到自己的不义。
By the time he saw his acceptance, then he will see his own unrighteousness.
很好玩，刚好相反了。你如果去指出他的不义，他反而看不到自己的不义。
By the time you point out his unrighteousness, no, he could not see it himself.
圣灵会用各种的方法让认识耶稣的人看到自己的问题。
The Spirit will use all the ways, you know, to convince people of their own sins.
所以这是为什么阿摩斯让以色列人看自己，不是看外邦人。
So the Amos want the Israelites to look at themselves, examine themselves instead of the outsiders.
因为他们自己是被神所认识的人。
Because they are known by God.
只有已经被神所认识的人才能够知道什么是罪。
Because they're chosen by God, only them they can recognize that what kind of sins they've committed.
我们可以因着圣灵的能力有真实的悔改。
And because of the Holy Spirit, we can have true repentance.
耶稣基督就是我们的盼望。
Jesus is our hope.
所以我们降服于他的主权，我们的生命就会被改变。
By the time we submit to his authority, then our life will be changed.
Timothy Keller 牧师说。
Timothy Keller, pastor.He makes a statement like this.
他说：“如果你靠着自己的道德操守和宗教仪式来与神和好，你就没有寻求神的救恩。你只是把神当作一个工具来帮助你得到救恩。
If you seek to be right with God through your morality and religions, you are not seeking after God for your salvation. You are just using God as a means to achieve your own salvation.
我们信主很多年的基督徒。”
For those who have been believers for many years,
还是会有倾向会忘记真实的福音。
We still have an inclination to misunderstand the true gospel.
动不动就绕回去老路子，又试图以自己的行为来称义。
And we oftentimes we just go back to the old way to try to please God with our good deeds.
Keller 又说，如果一个基督徒不能肯定神按着他的本相接纳他，而依靠着现今的属灵成就，就会容易变成没有安全感的人。其外显出来的症状包括骄傲、自以为意和喜欢防御性的批评别人。
Christians who are no longer sure that God loves and accepts them in Jesus, apart from their present spiritual achievements, are subconsciously radically insecure persons. Their security shows itself in a pride.A fierce defensive assertion of their own righteousness and defensive criticism of others.
好，再回来这个中文的。
I'll go back to Chinese. The same statement.
所以我们需要常常被提醒。
So we have to be reminded all the time.
今天这一刻，我们能够与神和好，不是因为我们做得很好。
Today at this moment, we can be reconciled to God not because of our own good deeds.
是因为耶稣的工作。
Because of the work of Christ.
没有与神和好的人，也不是因为他的行为不好，而是因为他还不认识耶稣。
So for those who are not reconciled to God, not their deeds are not good enough, but they do not know, they do not know Jesus.
当我们因着耶稣的爱完全被神接纳的时候，我们就要非常愿意以自主性的去做讨他喜悦的事情。
When we understand that we are being accepted by God or reconciled to God because of Christ's work, that we are willing to offer ourselves, you know, to please God.
所以我讲这么多，不要误会了。意思不是说基督徒不必有好行为。
Don't misunderstand that. I mean the Christians don't have to do anything, any good deeds.
我的意思是说，好行为是神爱我们的结果，而不是原因。
The way that we are willing to do good deeds is the result of God accepting us, not the reason that God accepted us.
就好像父母爱孩子，是因为是他的孩子，不是因为这孩子怎么样优秀。
And the parents love the kids not because they did something good, just because they are their kids.
我们可能都看过这样的报道或这样的故事，就是说那个亲生的孩子，他对父母对他的爱是很有自信的。
And so you might see this kind of reports that those kids, being, by the time they sense the love of parents, they'll have confidence.
可能那个领养的孩子不一定有这样的自信，他会有点这个战战兢兢。
Maybe the adopted kids, you know, children, they might not have this kind of confidence in them.
你怎么知道这个孩子有这个自信？
How do you know they have the confidence in them?
他回到家就躺下来，妈，我想吃饭。
And by the time they go home, they just lie there and say, Mom, I'm hungry.
他知道他是他父母眼中的宝贝。
They know that they're the apples of their eyes in the parents.
我们也需要有这样的自信，我们是神眼中的宝贝，不是因为你是谁，就因为你是他的孩子。
But also that you should know that we are the apples in God's eyes also, because we are His children.
好，回到我们一开始说的，就是我们怎么样面对这个不信的世界。
And we go back to the theme that how we're going to face this unbelieving world.
我们所身处的这个群体。
We live in this community.
从阿摩斯的预言里面看到，我们要带来的礼物不是审判，而是耶稣的救恩。
We know that it's not. We are not going to bring judgment. We are going to bring the salvation of Christ to this community.
审判给我们自己。
Judgment is reserved for us.
让我们经常用神的话语来检视自己的生命。
And so let's use God's word to discern our own shortcomings.
好像越磨越光亮的一个银器。
In some sort of 银器，
就是 silverware.
It's just like we're getting more polished. The silverware getting more and more polished.
我们就可以成为外邦人中间的灯塔。
We can be the light towers, you know, among the unbelievers.
他们看到光就知道啊，这个是引到耶稣那里去。
And by the time they see the light, they say this is the path to Jesus.
但是我们不要就是基督徒让人家看到一个审判台，看到你们不敢过去。
And don't let people just see there's a judgment, you know, on you, and that's why they're scared.
这就是我们说的严以律己，宽以待人。
That's why it means that we are strict on ourselves, and yet we have to be forgiving other people.
如果我们反过来宽以律己，严以待人，那肯定没有人要来的。
But if we just forgive ourselves all the time, and yet we are very strict on other people, for sure that no one will come into the church.
教会一定必须是个严以律己、宽以待人的地方，这样才能够吸引人来到耶稣这里。
The church has to just look at ourselves.Critically, and yet we are forgiving other people, and then it will be a place to attract people.
只有这样才能让人家看见我们的好行为，受到激励，愿意来跟随主耶稣。
Then they'll see our good works and attract people, and they'll come to follow Jesus.
最后，我要用加拉太书来跟大家做一个勉励。
And so I'm going to summarize it with Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
来，我们一起来读。
We read together.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。我们不以道德夸口，也不以我们公义的行为夸口。
We're not going to boast on our morality, or not going to boast on our good deeds.
对于我们周遭的群体，我们只夸一件事情。
We only boast on one thing.
就是我们主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It's the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一起来唱回应诗歌。
We're going to sing the response hymns.
好，请大家起立好吗
？Please all stand.
这首回应诗歌就叫做《十架的爱》。